a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I don't think I've had a game night with mates. I think I've only had one, maybe. And that was probably like 3 years ago or something.
And those friends no longer speak to you.
No. They do. Of course they do. But it's just
the lamest thing ever.
No. See, this is the thing. You think it is, but then it gets super competitive and super, and it's intense, right?
Sure.
And it really weeds out which couples are lying on Instagram, you know, who they're like, oh, look at, we're posting photos of being happy when it's games night.
Yeah.
Mate, you said you were going to, and just, tears
Safe
off.
Safe bet, everyone's lying.
Everyone's lying.
Nobody's happy.
No one is. But there is a new game night idea that I saw. Laura McGreen posted something
Laura
on
McGreen.
Instagram. Good on her.
Oh.
Anyway, she said there's this new game idea.
Get off McGreen.
Yeah. So you read Facebook status updates and wall posts from 18 years ago and you guess who posted it.
Oh, okay.
Right? So if you've got a big group of people, you get one person to go through someone's and you have a guess of who it is. So I thought, why don't we play this on a small scale?
Oh, Jesus.
Why don't we play this on a small scale?
Yeah, okay.
You have to decide, is this my status or your status?
Okay.
Okay. Maybe some game show music might make it a bit.
Have you gone through my old Facebook? Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, you know, there's so much there. And can I say, a lot of pictures of you with having a good time.
No
I'll
shirt
say.
On, no
yep,
pants
no
on.
Yeah, no shirt on or really tight pants. There's just, it's a whole world.
Mate, I mean, what's changed?
Okay, so is this you or I, an old Facebook status? Loving this storm. Feel bad for the Carols by Candlelight peeps, though.
Ooh, I reckon that's a you.
You would be incorrect.
Oh, was that me?
That was you, 2nd of December 2012, and then you've laughed at it as well.
I'm the only person that reacted?
Yeah. Yes! And then you just wrote ha 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 underneath. Obviously to try and gain some more traction because
probably someone commented and then deleted there.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is about that commercial that you'd remember. I think it's a Sony TV commercial in San Francisco.
Where the balls bounce everywhere, right? Ad? I think it's my favourite ad of all time.
Okay. This status says, still my favourite ever TV commercial. So good.
I reckon that might be me.
I reckon that was me too, mate. 13th of December 2012. And then someone's written you at work underneath. Obviously, you were not focusing on the job at hand. Mm. The last one here is from 2013. Is it you or is it I that said, oh, TLC, how did you get so wise?
That's you. Is that me? Are they or me?
What is your final answer?
I think it's you.
I think you should know yourself better. OTLC, how did you get so wise? And it's a BuzzFeed article of 11 important life lessons we learned from TLC songs.
Oh, God.
You have not changed.
No.
You have not changed at all.
How's
but
me?
You know what?
My favourite ad of all time. That was
I know.
Chances.
That was very transparent. Yeah. So I invite you to do the same with your friends.
I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to go back through yours.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I think you went through a real, there was a period there right at the start of Facebook where you were pretty angry at the world.
I know where you're trying to go, and I'll say it's not funny and it's not a joke, so shut up.
I'm
angry right now.
Yeah, okay. In a different way.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You'd be aware, Indy, our oldest, started school this year. She is a preppy and she is doing a great job of it, loving school and just really blossoming. We're super proud.
That.
She's the best big girl. But last week, and I've sort of held on to this because I didn't know whether I wanted to bring it to the table or not, but I think I'm going to because it's Friday and, you know, we've got a show to do.
No one's listening? Oh.
No, so she had cross country last week.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff they're doing early in the year is what I will say. It seems like, what are we, six weeks into the year.
Yeah.
We've already had a pupil free day.
Yeah.
We've already finished a week, like a Friday afternoon, watching a movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Raising some issues there, right?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, well, maybe this is my version of watching a video, like, for everybody on a Friday. Just Getting into the weekend.
Settle in.
However we can. And you know what? If I had to work with, you know, however many children for that many weeks, oh, I would probably be putting on a movie too.
I don't understand how they do it. Shout out. I'm one hand clapping
yeah.
to all the teachers out there.
Yeah. I would definitely be needing a pupil-free day, that's for sure. But, yeah, went to cross-country. It seemed early in the year for it, but cross-country went ahead, and a lot of the primary schools have already done theirs. So it's cool. It's not like when I was in primary school where they'd take you to, like, some random park. I think the older kids do.
Yeah.
But I remember going to some random park. But this was for the littlies anyway, just at the school around the oval.
Oh, we used to do it around the school fence, like on the roads, basically. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's so Werribee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, this was just a, there's just a track around, running track around nice. The oval. And so the kiddies sort of do, for the preppies, do one lap, the year ones do two laps, and I think the year twos do three laps. Mm. So that was sort of our little group that was there. And Indy's a preppy, and so they divide it. They have the boys all run against each other, and they have the girls all run against each other. Indy did so well.
Yeah.
I was so proud of her.
Bless.
She was like 10th of all the girls, so great work.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah.
And she's pumping her arms and like this little look of determination on her face. Like I said to you the day after, I almost cried because I was
of course.
So proud of her.
Yeah, but also you know that she's got your competitive nature then.
Yeah.
Did she push people over? Because that's very you.
No, but she was pre-race giving it these ones, like stretching her arms.
Oh, doing the shoulder
doing
stretch.
Like the squats and jumping around, and which is all the stuff I tool about and do before we do anything physical.
Yeah.
I get right into it, and so that's where she sort of gets that from.
Nice.
But, you know, the pace that the kids set, even in the boys, like it's impressive, right? But, I mean, like it took them a while to get around a lap.
Oh, you're saying that you...
So what I figured, as they all crossed the finish line, particularly the preppies, after that one lap, I was thinking to myself, God, I'm so proud of Indy. Also, I would dominate these kids. I would have been like at least a couple of lengths ahead of them.
Yeah.
If not like sort of even a quarter of the track. Now, when the year ones got out and they're doing two laps...
Yeah.
It would have been a closer thing.
Oh, okay. Then you'd sit back a little bit. Yeah.
And then the year two's doing three laps. You could see them puffing.
Yeah.
That third lap, you really feel it. You probably.
I think
pushing.
That's when you feel the darts that you smoked back in 2011. You know,
well,
like that's
them,
when it would
me.
Get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's about 300 meters all the way around.
Okay.
So, you know, by that point, you're at sort of 600-700 meters of running, and you've got more to go. Another 300. So, you know, who knows whether I would get through that third lap or not? But I certainly, what I walked away from that with was, yes, I'm very proud of my daughter.
Yeah.
But also, I reckon I could easily take the preps and the year ones in a race.
Well, we can organise that.
I knew you would say that.
We can organise that.
And
that's
you
fine.
Would say that.
That's totally fine. Let's do it.
All right. All right, sure. I've just got to stretch first. I'm just going to start stretching right now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You're asking, is it fair game? We know it happens and it doesn't mean to happen, but if you leave something on the nature strip outside and someone takes it and you didn't ask for them to take it, you didn't put it out there with the intention of someone grabbing it for free, is it kind of on you?
Yeah, so in the Surf Coast Community Facebook group that I'm a part of, even though I live in Lara, thank you for accepting me, Surf Coast people, admins on the page and part of the group.
Kick him off.
Yeah. No, I like to spend a bit of time just sort of tooling around the Surf Coast.
We've heard. That's one of the posts that I've seen in the OGBH community Facebook
page. Now, it wasn't me that took the planter boxes from this person. I've looked for the post. They've deleted the post. So maybe they got their planter boxes back. I don't know. But they put them out on the nature strip with the intention of making their house look nicer.
Yeah.
There's plants in it. There was soil in them as well. And they were just lovely. But someone then drove past and went, oh, they look great. I'll take those. And chucked them in the boot, chucked them in the tray, chucked them in the trailer, whatever.
Where else could they have chucked them?
maybe on the roof racks. 52232955, nature strip protocol etiquette, if you will. If it's out there for 5 minutes, is it fair game? Lloydie from Armstrong Creek, what do you reckon, mate?
Well, look, for as long as I've been around in 30 plus years, I've always known that anything you put out at the front is fair game because it's council property.
Okay. Oh. Now, I don't want to get bogged down in if it's council property, why am I mowing it? Yeah. But I still, yeah, okay. So that's that. And so you would, you'd never like wait and go, oh, I'll drive back past there and sort of, if it's still there, I'll grab it. You would just grab it from the get go, would you?
Don't get me wrong. Like, I would still give it a hot minute or two. Like, if I've gone past it two or three times and it's still there and I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe they don't want it, then, yeah, I'll go and grab it. But generally, I would ask permission before doing so if they're home. But other than that, yeah, if it's, I wouldn't really be leaving it out the front for too long because, yeah, once it's off your property, it's all, like, it's game on. Like, it's anyone's game.
Lloyd, don't pretend like you love social interaction so much that you would actually stick your head over the fence and go, hello, sorry, can I just take this child's bike? Is that here for us to
don't
grab?
Don't get me wrong. I always love a good chat, so I might stop and have a good chat or two if I could.
It also sounds a bit finders keepers, doesn't it? Like, which doesn't really apply.
Squatters' rights.
Well, that too. Kirby from Brimley, is it fair game if you leave something out the front of your house for like 5 minutes and someone takes it? Is that on you?
No, I reckon this has got to be etiquette. I don't ever take stuff from even like a front yard. Like, if someone's got it, there need to be a sign saying free
for
me to actually take stuff.
Okay.
Who's got the time to make the sign? Like a post.
Yeah, but it takes 2 seconds, Loggy.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
It's a piece of cardboard, you know?
I know. I'm just lazy.
Everybody's got a Sharpie.
I know.
Yeah, all right, Kerb. So it's the sign for you. If there's no sign, there's no grabby.
Yeah.
Okay.
My parents basically have always said to me, don't take something because it could be hard rubbish kind of thing. Like, they've booked it to be taken away by hard rubbish, you know, that kind of thing. So,
that's another question for another day.
You get one a year or two hard rubbishes a year. Mark's in Winch. Mark, what's the protocol, mate?
If it's out the front, grab it and then just chuck it in the back of the car, mate.
Yeah.
Get out of there quickly.
Yeah. Don't make eye contact with anyone.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Like that gentleman said before, if it's out there for 2 to 5 minutes, it's all yours, mate. First in, best route.
Now, do you wear the full balaclava at this time, or is it just...
go the fluoros, mate. Go the fluoros.
The fluoros.
The fluoros.
Yeah.
They think you're there for a reason.
Yeah, and the sack with the dollar sign on the... Darren's in Leopold. Hi, mate, you're live on the air. What do you reckon? What's the protocol?
Yeah, if in doubt, go knock on the door and just double check that it's free to good home, because I've done this before, ended up scoring 2 fishing rods and a whole tackle box. I thought they'd just left it out there because they were about to go fishing. And the gentleman said, yeah, no, it's all yours, mate.
He said, feel free to grab me tackle. Is that what he said?
Yeah, <That's>, pretty much.
Yeah, no, right. Okay. I think that's where we'll end it for this week, eh?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.